sed numquib domine, qui solus sine typho dominaris, quia solus verus dominus es, qui non habes dominum, numquid hoc quoque tertium temptationis genus cessavit a me aut cessari in hac tota vita potest timeri et amari vele abhominibus, non propter aliud sed ut inde sit gaudium quod non est gaudium? Misera vita est et fere jactantia. Hinc fit vel maxime non amare te nec caste timeri. But, O Lord, Thou who alone reignest without pride, because Thou alone art the true Lord, who hast no Lord, has this third kind of temptation left me, or can it leave me during this life? The desire to be feared and loved of men, with no other view than that I may find in it a joy that is no joy. It is rather a wretched life, and an unseemly ostentation. It is a special reason why we do not love thee nor devotedly fear thee. Therefore thou resistest the proud, but givest grace to the humble. Thou thunderest down on the ambitious designs of the world, and the foundations of the hills tremble. Ambitione seculi et contremunt fundamenta monsium. Itaque nobis, quoniam propter quedam humane societatis officia necessarium est amari et timeri ab hominibus, instat adversarius vere beatitudinis nostre, ubique spargens in laquis euge, ut dum avide conligimus in caute capiamur, et a veritate tua gaudium nostrum deponamus, atque in hominum fallacia ponamus. Libeatque nos amari et timeri, non propter te, sed pro te. Atque isto modo sui simile. And yet, certain offices in human society require the office holder to be loved and feared of men, and through this, the adversary of our true blessedness presses hard upon us, scattering everywhere the snares of well done, well done, so that while we are eagerly picking them up, we may be caught unawares and split off our joy from thy truth and fix it on the deceits of men. In this way, we come to take pleasure in being loved and feared, not for thy sake, but in thy stead. By such means as this, the adversary makes men like himself, that he may have them as his own, not in the harmony of love, but in the fellowship of punishment, the one who aspired to exalt his throne in the north, that in the darkness and the cold men might have to serve him, mimicking thee in perverse and distorted ways. But see, O Lord, we are thy little flock. Possess us. Stretch thy wings above us, and let us take refuge under them. Be thou our glory. Let us be loved for thy sake, and let thy word be feared in us. Those who desire to be commended by the men whom thou condemnest will not be defended by men when thou judgest, nor will they be delivered when thou dost condemn them. But when, not as a sinner is praised in the wicked desires of his soul, nor when the unrighteous man is blessed in his unrighteousness, a man is praised for some gift that thou hast given him, and he is more gratified at the praise for himself than because he possesses the gift for which he is praised, such a one is praised while thou dost condemn him. In such a case, the one who praised is truly better than the one who was praised. For the gift of God in man was pleasing to the one, while the other was better pleased with the gift of man than with the gift of God.
Sibi laudari se quam ipsum donum habere unde laudatur, etiam iste te vituperante laudatur,
et melior iam ille qui laudavit quam iste qui laudatus est. Ili enim placuit in homine Domum Dei, huic amplius placuit Domum hominis quam Dei.